You know, what's it been like to be out here another world practice?
I feel good. You know, first day out here, well, really our second day. You know, I had Florida first day to be out here and get active and, you know, get the practice going in Florida. Everything's going good, you know, over the holidays. Came back clicking on all cylinders, you know, excited for this week, preparation, and get ready for the game.
You know, you've had one of the best A&M seasons of running backs in almost 30 years. I mean, what do you want to do this week and to establish, you know, what kind of year you had?
Well, I just definitely want to go out there and get a win. You know, over the last 5 years, 4 years, you know, we haven't got a bowl win. So that's something that will be extremely pivotal to this program. You know, we want to go out there and get this win for this program. You know, hopefully have a good, you know, personal performance and hopes that we get the win. So the win is the number one goal. And if we get that done, then I'll be happy.
Where were you at in your draft process and making your evaluation of what you want to do?
You know, my first goal, you know, I just want to get the win. Like I said, you know, I'm focusing on that right now. You know, I deserve that. You know, my teammates deserve that for me to, you know, give my all to this game, to this week of preparation, and to this bowl game. You know, we want to go out there and get that win. You know, after we get that win, you know, then I'll start thinking about that. You know, so, you know, got to get this win first, and then I'll start getting into that.
Trayvon, in the SEC, the tradition this conference has for running backs going back decades, what does it mean to lead the SEC in rushing?
Oh, it means a lot, you know, but it just goes into the hard work that, you know, me and my teammates put in over the offseason. You know, we got Coach Fisher, a great, outstanding offensive coach. You know, he's a guy that knows the in and outs. You know, Coach Dickey, he's a guy that knows the in and outs, you know, about that defenses that we face. He know how to adjust, you know, what to call. And then Coach Smitty, you know, he got our bodies right over the offseason and put us in situations so we can go out there and compete at high levels on Saturday. So, you know, it all goes back to them. You know, I was just going out there and doing my job and you know, making plays when my name was called.
But the more Kellen got better as the season went out, the more that opened up opportunities for you, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we all click off each other. You know, receivers doing great, quarterback doing good, getting them the ball, receivers catching the ball, offensive line blocking well, you know, running backs able to run the ball, you know. So we all work off each other. Everybody do their job, and everybody gets their personal
satisfaction. Really, how tired were you after the LSU game? I mean, compared to other games, normal games, yeah. The next morning, was it tough?
Yeah. That's definitely the most, you know, one of the most physical, longest, you know, mentally and physically draining I've ever been, you know. But, you know, we got the win, so it's a lot more easier to bear, you know, how your body feel, you know, especially if we won.
And it's a story the grandkids are going to hear, right?
Yeah, story the grandkids, the nation, everybody. We'll never forget that LSU A&M game. Hopefully we'll get us a rivalry started now and make that game a little more intense.
What do you want to prove, or what do you want to show, you know, people about how you play running back in this ball game? Is there something you really want to spice ahead? I can do this really, really well.
I just want to prove that, you know, that we can go out there and play for, you know, I want to prove that we can go out there and finish. Definitely, you know, we strung together three great, outstanding games, and you know, we got that big win over LSU, and now we got to go get that bowl win. So it's not about me right now. I just want to prove, you know, what I can do with this team for us to go out there and get this win, and you know, finish our strong and start a new Jimbo era.
You know, OT, you know, has been a big catalyst for this team for so many years. I mean, what's it been like for him to watch him over your time here at A&M?
Oh, OT's a guy that, you know, when I came in day one, he's a guy that took me on this win. You know, he's a guy that, you know, he's been here for a minute. So, you know, he knows the in and outs. He knows what it takes, you know, to be a great leader and a great person. So, you know, OT's a guy that, you know, I can really go to in any situation, you know, whether it's physically or mentally, you know, whether it's preparation, getting ready for the game, you know, just learning from him. He's an old head, and I love the way he attacks the game and attacks, you know, the mental standpoint of everything, and you know, he's a great leader, so I learned a lot from him, and I'm glad to call him my teammate.
How enjoyable are these bowl games for you guys as players in terms of the events that you might go do? Obviously a little bit of practice and the end result played in that football game on Monday night.
Oh, it's definitely it's a big time deal, because you know, when you go out to a bowl game, it's much, mainly you want to go there and get the win, but at the same time, you know, this is a time that you get to enjoy with your teammates and with your coaches, and it's a lot of, you know, activities and a lot of bowl things and a lot of, you know, good stuff that you get to endure and participate in. But it's a big fun time. It's a fun time. You get to enjoy with your teammates and brothers, and but you always got to remember that you're there for a job. You're there for a job to get that done, but you got to have fun too.
What do you remember from last year's bowl game?
Bringing Kingsley.
What do you remember from last year's bowl game?
Oh, it was cold. I'll never forget that. Even we were in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Belk Bowl. It was a lot of fun up there. You know, it was, we enjoyed ourselves, but, you know, we didn't get the win. So, you know, that's something that stuck with us. And, you know, we got that on our mind right now, that we want to go out there and get the win so we can, you know, bring something new to this program.
Do you remember the hit that knocked you out of the game or no?
Yeah, I remember.
How long did that take to shake off? Because that was and how bad was that concussion compared to the ones you've had in your career?
I mean, it was a minor concussion. You know, I took it, but you know, it is what it is. You got to be able to go on to the next play and go on to the next game. You know, I wasn't able to go back, so you know, my teammates had to finish the game, and you know, just it was what it was. So you know, I can't go back and fix it.
You know, you don't
last long.
You had that. You got knocked out of last year's game, and this year you said you wanted to play in this year's game. I mean, you know the risk of what it takes. Why the decision to go out and play in this year's game?
I mean, I know the risk, but my teammates is more important than anything. In this program and this university, so whatever it takes, I put my body on the line for them.